In the very midst of life, snares of death surround us. Who shall help us in the strife, lest the foe confound us? Thou only, Lord, Thou only, we mourn that we have greatly erred, that our sins Thy wrath have stirred. Holy and righteous God, holy and mighty God, holy and all-merciful Savior, eternal Lord God, save us, lest we perish in the bitter pangs of death. Have mercy, O Lord. For our daily prayer, we use the order of morning prayer, found on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book, or page 024 in the middle section of Treasury of Daily Prayer. Let us pray.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in
today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore I did not presume to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Soon afterward he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when Jesus saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, Do not weep. Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Luke Zimmerman.
Death was about to swallow up another victim in Capernaum, where the centurion slave lies in his bed, gravely ill. Death was striking down another in Nain, where the young man would be carried out to his tomb. None could prevent it. None could reverse it. So is this the end, the fate that all must face? And has it been sealed forever? To those questions, Jesus gives his powerful no, and he backs up that answer with actions. Jesus gives the command, and the centurion slave is healed. Jesus tells the young man to climb off the bier, returning him to his widowed mother. Jesus remedies illness and reverses death. He exercises his power in compassion. For that is why he had come into the world, to encounter sin and its curse, to wrestle with it, and to prevail over it. That is the message on which we rightly center our hearts and minds during this Easter season. The accounts of Jesus' death and resurrection are still fresh in our hearing. His overcoming death in the grave is the reason for our rejoicing, for all the alleluias that still resound from our mouths. But that is also true for the remaining days of our lives, as we turn to Jesus for our benefit. We seek him out for what he can provide, the exercise of his power in compassion for us. Why do we do this? Because our loved ones are gravely ill and will be carried to the grave. And because that will be our path. But not only do we see these effects of what afflicts us, we know the cause. We have been convicted of sin and righteousness and judgment. We know that everything that leads us to the grave stems from our own transgressions and the mess that our ancestors have handed down to us. But something greater has been made known to us. The Lord has visited his people. He has come to our aid. He has become part of the creation, overcoming the world and overthrowing its usurping tyrant. That is the great message of Easter, as Jesus declares before his death. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And as he says after his resurrection, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. So like the centurion, we turn to Jesus, knowing how authority works. We say to Jesus, I am not worthy, but say the word and it will be done. Say the word and I will belong to you. Say the word and I will have new life. Say the word and I will be healed. Say the word and I will be forgiven. Say the word, and I will come out of the tomb. For you are the Lord's word in the flesh who dwelt among us. You have swallowed up death in victory, and I trust that you have all authority, so that whatever you say will be done. And to that, Jesus says, there is no greater faith. Let it be done as you believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, by your almighty word, you set in order all things in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all things hurtful, and give us those things that are beneficial for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
For joining us for morning prayer. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you.